This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now we're revisiting the story of Lo Siew Hong and the unilateral conversion of her three children. As the minister in the Prime Minister's Department in charge of religious affairs, Dato' Idris Ahmad, is holding a roundtable discussion this evening on the subject. So he has said that it's going to be participated in by legal experts, lecturers and muftis. You may remember previously the Kuala Lumpur High Court had ordered for the immediate release of the three children from the care of the social welfare department to their mother after allowing a habeas corpus application that she had filed. And so she was finally able to see them after 3 years of not being able to be with them or find them. And, you know, for what it's worth, just some updates, right, on how they've been since the unification. There's been a crowdfunding campaign that has been set up to help her buy a food truck. She's planning to operate it in Kuala Lumpur to support herself and her three children. Dato' Dr. Hartini Zainuddin from the Chowkit Children's Shelter is helping her also to get online tuition for the kids. And when she was contacted by Malaysia Kini, she said she was very touched by the help received from the public, saying, "So far, I've collected about 10,000 ringgit. I thank everyone for their kindness in helping me and my three kids." Just to say that if you look this up online, you'll be able to find the link if you care to donate. And I bring all this up, I guess, because at the backdrop, or, you know, setting all of it, is still the fact that her children were converted, and there may yet be more visits to, if not court, then, you know, certainly settings like it in order to talk about it or handle the situation. And it's also not done being discussed, as we've seen the Perlis Mufti weighing in. We're also seeing now a roundtable chaired by the Minister of Religious Affairs. So we thought it would be a good time to revisit this and look really at the ethics of unilateral conversions. And joining us to do that is Professor Syed Farid Alatas from the Department of Sociology at the National University of Singapore. If you'd like to share your thoughts, though, send them our way. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Prof, thanks for speaking with us. So, first of all, what are your thoughts on the situation being faced by Lo Siew Hong?
Well, I think it's, you know, horrendous for a mother to have to go through what she has gone through. It's, you know, it's just a violation of a person's sense of right and sense of security and comfort, you know, to have this done to your children. So I, you know, feel very much for her.
And does Islam set out guidelines or rules on unilateral conversions?
You know, the thing is, when you say Islam, we're actually talking about the view of jurists, the view of legal scholars. And on any number of issues, not just conversion of children, there are various positions taken. And so you will find those who take a very hardline position saying that unilateral conversions are allowed or are appropriate. And you will have legal scholars who will take the opposite view, that they are unjust and unfair. So this is just, you know, what you have in not just in this case, unilateral conversions, but for any number of issues, there will be a multitude or a variety of legal positions among the scholars.
So when there is no consensus, right, how does that affect real-life decisions that are being made every day?
Well, you know, when there's no consensus, the decisions have to be extra-religious. What I mean by that is that somebody has to take a decision. If there are a variety of opinions among the legal scholars, then it is up to the state or the courts to take a decision on the side of what is best for everyone concerned. But I think it also has to be made very clear that while there would be different views among the, you know, in Malaysia, there would be different views among the religious scholars, not all views are equal. This is very important to stress. Not all views are equal. The view that unilateral conversions are correct and appropriate or just, I think, is a wrong view. It is a view which you find among the scholars, but it is a wrong view. And it is a view that reflects a certain sense of injustice, a sense of unfairness. It reflects an authoritarian approach. You know, when you engage in this unilateral conversion, So as I said, not all views are equal. I think the authorities have to side with a view that is more just and that is better for everyone concerned.
Now, you've said in other interviews that outside of the law and religious jurisprudence, there are ethical considerations here. Could you elaborate on this?
Well, what I said was that apart from unilateral conversions being against Malaysian law, it's also against any universal standard of ethics and morality. And any religious position taken on the matter should be in conformity with ethical norms. In this case, to allow unilateral conversions or to support it is simply unethical for so many reasons. First of all, usually we understand in any society, in any religious community, it is the right of the parents, if they have consensus, if they agree among themselves, it is their right to bring up their children in a particular religion. This we recognize. But when it comes to a situation where one parent converts to another religion and then wishes to unilaterally convert his or her children to that religion, then you have a problem here, because it is the children are not in a position to adjudicate between the religion of the mother and the religion of the father. There's no consensus between the parents. In fact, in the case of law, the law was not even consulted on the matter. So here you have a problem in which children are not raised in the religion of their birth, and they are taken out of that religion without having any say in it. It's also questionable as to whether the conversion is really a conversion. I think this point has been made by others as well. Because how do the children understand? They know they are not of the age where they can understand what they're getting into. What does it mean to convert to any religion? What does it mean to convert to Islam? Do they understand the religion that they're being converted to? All these are very doubtful. So one can even question whether they are actually Muslims. Because being a Muslim means that you consent to it and you understand what the basic faith is about.
Now, is there an openness to consider these ethical rationales amongst the Muslim community here?
There is an openness. I mean, there are many Malaysians, many Malaysian Muslims who would take a more open position with regard to this matter. But there are also many people who take a very hardline position. And this, of course, is normal in any society. You will have a variety of views. The problem in Malaysia is that the religious authorities tend to take the hardline approach. We don't have enough more balanced approaches being voiced out by people in positions of religious authority. And we certainly don't have enough religious scholars, academics, and others in positions of authority who have the ability to shape the public's opinion. We don't have enough of these people coming out and showing that in Malaysia there is a collective consciousness against unilateral conversion.
Now, as you've said, many of the hardline views are coming from religious leaders. And if there are those who hold a more balanced view, do you think it's possible for religious leaders to reach a consensus that would be fair to all parties involved, which you also talked about earlier?
Certainly, things can be done. Now, of course, what is important is that the law does not allow for unilateral conversion. So this is very important. I think that's a major victory for us. But in terms of conscientization of people about unilateral conversion, about its the injustice of it, you have to have a kind of intellectual movement. People, particularly Muslims, need to be familiar with Islamic tradition. That in Islamic tradition, you always have a variety of opinions. What a religious scholar would say about this issue must be seen as one view and should not be taken as absolutely right or the only, the one single truth. So people must be familiar with the variety of views that you have in Islamic tradition, in Islamic law, and that they have a right to not only know these various points of views, but also to choose between them. And in this way, they can empower themselves and not just, you know, simply be at the mercy of religious scholars who decide on our behalf, you know, what is right and what is wrong.
In closing, the Minister of Religious Affairs in the Prime Minister's Department is holding a roundtable today on the unilateral conversion of the three children involved. What do you hope will be discussed?
Well, I would hope that for once, the Minister of Religion would take the you know, the hardliners to task and demand that they take a more balanced position, that's that follows the law, that follows Malaysian law, that follows the universal standard of ethics which Islam upholds, and which would result in, you know, a position that promotes harmony among Malaysians rather than disharmony. And we also have to realize that incidents like this, unilateral conversion, also gives a very bad impression of Islam to non-Muslims. It's very difficult for non-Muslims to see Islam as a religion that promotes peace and justice when you do things like this. So our Minister of Religion needs to take all of this into account and take a strong stance.
Prof. Farid, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Professor Syed Farid Alatas from the Department of Sociology at the National University of Singapore, basically weighing in once more on this issue of unilateral conversions in the story of Loh Siew Hong and her three children. We're talking about this because the minister in the Prime Minister's Department in charge of religious affairs, Dato' Idris Ahmad, is holding a roundtable discussion this evening. Send us your thoughts. You can, of course, continue to WhatsApp and tweet us, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.